from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think Deshaun Watson has any more pressure on him than like the average NFL quarterback. I just think we underrate how much pressure there is at all times. Like, this is probably the lightest pressure you feel if you are either in the front office, a head coach, or whatever. You if you think about your job, you're probably still you're amping up for training camp. You start to develop your own expectations, how you want this to go, maybe start manifesting things. I feel like I can find you five guys with more pressure on them going into the year than Deshaun does. But with that being said, and this is, I want to make it clear, this is not specific to Deshaun. When guys say, I don't care what anybody else says, to me it is an almost, it automatically triggers that is not a true thing. I don't buy that. And here's the thing. Do I think it matters what everybody says about Deshaun? No. Do I think there's a part of him that part of his struggles the two previous years were that he was vilified, that he was a public enemy number one in NFL circles, that it was talked about, and that his previously pristine reputation has been, I mean, almost entirely on every single level shattered? How could it not? And I almost think, like, Deshaun last year gave a couple really good answers in camp where he was really, really just open and honest about where he was and, you know, coming back from everything and, you know, his struggles and all that kind of stuff. Nobody in the world believes. Because here's the thing. Most of the time, you and I are kind of similar in this. Most of the time, I don't really care. Like when we get, you know, somebody at Nick Wilson says, by the way, at DustinFox37, social media reactions brought to you on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. Most of the time, I don't care. Somebody says something mean at me on Twitter or social media, or somebody subtweets me. Like 93% of the time, don't really care. A 7%, dude. Yeah, that's the bear right there. That's
the 7%?
Yeah, the 7% of times I do care.
Is the a-holes.
Well, yeah, that's when it bugs you. Well, no. It's the 7% of the time that I'll see something and that actually will affect you.
Yeah.
And so I think that's...
That number is so high that it basically keeps me away from looking at those mentions.
Well, so it's more than 7%?
No, that's probably the right number.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to pop in when it's the 7.
See, the problem is when I'm feeling down about myself is the time when I'm most likely to like look something up on that. So that's not helping. That at 93% of the time when it's like nothing really matters, I just care about my wife and kids and having fun at my job. I don't go soliciting that stuff. Man, that's 7%. I'm like, yeah, who hates me? Which one of you think I'm not good at my job?
Wants to say something about my take.
But yeah, well, that's because it's never about your take. It's just that you're a moron.
Yeah.
And that you don't deserve your job. 7%, man. Now, this being said, we played that bit of sound there from Deshaun at his camp today. He also weighed in on Amari Cooper's contract.
Yeah, Amari's going to be good. As far as the other stuff, you know, that's their business. You know, I can't get into all that. He knows that we love him and we want him back for sure.
So, it's a pretty tight response. Honestly, it's actually the best response Deshaun has given on Amari's contract. It's not quite the same that he gave at minicamps. And I don't know whether, and I'm not trying to say he purposefully changed the temperature, but because he still goes in to talk about how much he loves Amari, and he, you know, Amari knows our thoughts on him. But at camp, it was, at minicamps, it was, hey, we love this guy. He's doing what's best for himself. You know, he's looking out for himself. We got his back, all that. It's a little tighter response there. I don't know if you heard the difference. Like, I think that as you get closer to camp, I don't think they're gonna stop saying they love Amari Cooper. But I think where the
guys will distance themselves from the whole situation.
Yes. Yeah. They're gonna have to answer it to some degree. But I think it's going to be really interesting. That to me is part of the leverage in this, where once you get into camp, I wonder if the tone continues just to shorten up. Maybe we're not talking about he's doing what's best for himself all the time. Because we're talking about pressure. I think Amari's got to feel a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know that he does.
So I think he's got to feel a lot of pressure, because he's got to make a decision whether he's going to call the Browns' bluff or not, or whether the Browns are going to call his bluff, which is, all right, if you don't give me a contract, am I not showing up? I think once you get into camp, if a contract doesn't happen, once you get into camp and you're doing the thing, teammates are, you know, but the fear of missing out is real. Of my teammates are practicing right now, and I'm not a part of that.
Yeah, I understand that, but he also knows that for them to be good, I mean, he's got to be good.
Yeah,
he's got to be there, more importantly.
Well, but that's the point, is if you're Amari, the pressure of that decision, how far are you willing to go for this? And I would imagine, and I think this has been made a really good point, I think the fact that it's Amari doing it is that the fact he's been a model citizen and the team player, the fact that he felt the need to go and do this is really, really interesting. And people harken back to Dallas. Well, in Dallas, he did the same. Dallas, they didn't feel about Amari the way that I think people in Cleveland has. He's really kind of rounded the corner in what his...
I don't think Dallas likes anybody.
I think that's also probably fair. But that's...
I mean, name a good player that they liked.
Well, are we talking about the fans?
They don't like Micah Parsons.
But are we talking about the fans, or are we talking about the leadership? Because it was leadership, I mean, that was down on Amari.
Probably both, actually.
I would say it's more the fans that's sour. But leadership doesn't like anybody who deviates off the path. So I think that's something that bears, again, it could be something, could be nothing. But hearing that, that sounds different than what we heard 6 weeks ago from Deshaun. A little tighter, a little bit more of an omission on what he's previously said on Amari Cooper. And I think that we started the segment by saying, this is kind of a low point of pressure. I bet you Amari, until camp starts and he actually makes his decision. And if he makes the decision to report in spite of not getting a contract, then the pressure's gone. But every day that he goes into camp that he holds out from that, I think it becomes a really interesting push and pull. Chris Jones actually talked a lot about this a couple of years ago. So even on his own team, I think Amari has more pressure on him right now directly than Deshaun does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.